We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk a little draft with one of our experts, Dave T. Thomas, of course, who's been around the NFL for, well, 40 years or so. Ran the draft floor at the NFL draft for years. How many years were you on the draft floor, Dave?
40 years. I left them and went private after they decided to move out of my city, New York City. If they're moving the draft out of there to turn it into a circus, they could go ahead and get the elephants without me.
So, Dave T., there's been a lot of speculation about teams moving this, that, and the third, the Oakland Raiders trading up to potentially get Kyler Murray. With all that going on, does that change your stance on what potentially the Falcons are going to draft at their draft pick?
Well, you see, they tossed out a bone to at least the media is that we're going to pull a surprise on draft day. The surprise is they're going to have handcuffs on Chucky because Chucky loves Ed Oliver, but I'm feeling that the Jets, if they can't make the trade, are going to go that route. Mike Mayock, his surprise is he wants to go with the tradition that the Raiders have set up over the years, and that's at tight end. Do not be surprised if T.J. Hockenson ends up going at number four. If Chucky had his way, you want to be shocked on this, he loves Haskins.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, whether he would go Dwayne Haskins at four. Dave T. Thomas will have a full recap of the draft Sunday 2 to 4 on 92.9 The Game with Paul Crane. That'll be Sunday 2 to 4 with Paul Crane on 92.9 The Game, and Dave T. will be part of that. All right, so where
Brother, did you see his pro day? I mean, that kid, Haskins, was lathering up 5 minutes into his pro day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's scaring me. You look at the way that he moves. It's methodical. It's like watching James Harris back out there on the football field, and we saw what kind of a buster James Harris was. I just don't think, if you go back and look at these quarterbacks, if you look at the show that we did on Sunday, compare this quarterback crop to 2011, and you are going to keep your hands off of that that card putting down a quarterback's name.
Right, well, or 2 years ago, actually, if you start to think about it. Dave T. Thomas joining us talking about what the Falcons might do at 14. You know, I know for a fact that there was a lot of interest in Ed Oliver, but as Ed Oliver's stock over the last, say, 10 days to 14 days, Dave T. has risen where he's gone from, you know, top 10 to top 8 to top 5 to possibly even as high as number 3, as you talked about. Trading up to 3 is not a legitimate possibility. If Ed Oliver's gone, would the Falcons still entertain trading up? And if so, for who?
Don't wait. You better go for 8, because if you go for 8, you could end up with Mr. Wilkins. I think a Tiger next to a Tiger is going to be ideal. The reason I'm saying this thing is you look at what's happened with the Frank Clark trade. That automatically takes Kansas City out of the running for going for a defensive end. Also, you got to look at what Seattle has done on this thing. Seattle with 21 and 28, I bet you they go out and get those dented cans that I say if they're still on the board. Montez Sweat, Jeffrey Simmons. This puts Atlanta in a mode right now where they know that outside of Wilkins, they're probably going to have to look at, how could I put it, the less bulkier type of defensive ends, probably like a Brian Burns or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think right now they better go inside. You look around the league right now, everybody's getting bigger at the running back position. You need to stop the run in between tackles. The only way you're going to do that is with a compliment for Grady.
You know, Dave T., a lot of people for the last couple of weeks, and even I think Coach Quinn alluded to that the offensive linemen in this draft are much better than the offensive linemen in years past. Do you feel the same way about that?
Most definitely, but the thing is, you got a big rush going on the pass rushers. You're going to have a rush going on the average quarterbacks. This is going to make round two a wide receiver, offensive line, and safety dominant draft. If you want a great offensive lineman, you come up in round two. Hell, you coming up with your pick over there, you're going to have a Titus Howard still on the board, a guy that I just simply love that I think could play anywhere, and that's Dalton Reisner. These are two guys, that's why I say Atlanta is wise to go for defense first, then follow up when the wave starts taking place with the offensive lineman in round two.
Dave T. Thomas joining us on the WaveFord.com hotline. of course, NFL expert and part of the Scouts Honor podcast. It's up on 929 The Game with Paul Crane. He'll be hosting with Paul Crane 2 to 4 on Sunday, recapping the draft. Dave T., I want to go back. You just said something about stopping the run. Falcons in the offseason went out and got Tyler Davison. With Tyler Davison, who is a run stopper that they got from the Swampers, to go with Deidre Sinnott, that's two 310-pound guys you can rotate in on rundowns. Do they still have a need in that regard?
If you're going out there and you sign two guys on a scale of 1 to 10, I put a 4 on, and you find a Wilkins out there that I put a 9 on, I much rather have a bride that looks good in bed than two bridesmaids that I wake up in the morning and say, oh, geez, what did I do?
That makes sense.
You've got to look at Wilkins. Wilkins could play anywhere across that board. Look at the dominance of that Clemson line over the years.
Yeah, which makes me wonder about Dexter Lawrence. For example, because
Dexter Lawrence is the best one out of all of their defensive linemen.
Yeah, but then explain to me, then why didn't they miss him? I'm still trying to figure out why didn't they miss him when they played Notre Dame and Alabama.
The whole thing comes down to is you got to look at that system. He comes out, Huggins steps in, it's next man up.
Well, and he did step in, and actually his draft stock went up because of that.
I mean, that's the thing too, guys. You look in day three, you come up and you find the stud that was the fifth option on a four-man front wall in Huggins. This is a guy, if you need a one, you go out and grab this dude.
Dave T., do you look at the cornerbacks, and we'll just use three, the top three that seem to be on the board for everybody, Greedy Williams from LSU, DeAndre, and in no particular order, Greedy Williams from LSU, DeAndre Baker from Georgia, and Rocky Asin from Temple. Are those guys that could fall into the 45 range for the Falcons to grab in round two, or are they going to be first-round guys?
You're cute. Pittsburgh's grabbing a kid from Decatur, man. Rockison is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. That's the guy that they've been missing since Mel Blount, since Ike Taylor. They need that physicality, and look at his name. I say Murphy will probably be the next one to go. I think that anyone that takes Greedy Williams right now, you better have a physical secondary because this kid's not going to hit. He's going to be like a Roberto Duran in the ring with Leonard.
No mas, huh?
You got to look at the thing out there. I need a cornerback that I could trust to come up and play in a second level when I'm going up against a strong running game. I'm not going to get that out of Greedy.
All right, so let's go back to the top of the draft. What's going to happen tomorrow night? Dave T. Thomas, what's going to happen when the commissioner steps to the podium? Are we going to have a trade, or is Arizona going to take Kyler Murray number one? What's going to take place?
I live in Arizona. We have some pretty intense weather out here. I can't understand why Mr. Murray has been living out here for the last 4 weeks. Does that give you a hint? When all of a sudden he stops all of his trips, but does that give you a hint?
Is he not in extended spring training with the Oakland A's? Is that it?
Well, I think right now he's on extended training trying to get himself to make sure he's the number one pick. Logic says they're going to go that route because if you got a new coach and you got a new system out there, let the coach go with the system that he has in place. Now, if they end up going on this thing, I'm seeing Peterson ended up being traded, more likely to Detroit. You're looking at a situation where they want to get back into round one for just to grab a wide receiver. Rosen is another trade trip that they have, but I don't think they could get anything more than a 2 for the guy, even though the Chargers right now are willing to go ahead and give their round one up for Rosen.
Really? The Chargers will give their round one up for Josh Rosen?
Why not? I mean, you're not going to find a quarterback like Rosen when you're coming up that deep in round one, right? And like I say, too, outside of Murray, you see Murray on the Kingsbury, that will fit in. You look at any of the other quarterbacks and put them in any situation with any team that needs a quarterback, and I tell everybody point blank, man, wait till 2020 because the best quarterback's sitting right down there wearing a Bulldog uniform.
Dave T., with all these young players that are projected to go in the first round, what's the one guy that's projected a first-round draft pick that you feel in your mind shouldn't be a first-round draft pick?
Haskins. Point blank. I wouldn't have him on my 53-man roster.
Wow.
Nothing against the kid, but, you know, here's the thing that bothers me. Everybody is sitting out there talking about Haskins being a one-year wonder, but still they don't do that on Murray. Murray, you could see the talent base out there. But, you know, in this day and age, look at the Russell Wilsons, the Mayfield, even Murray coming in, the Drew Breeses. People want that mobility at quarterback, and I'm not talking about the guys that are smaller. I'm talking about the NFL right now. You need your quarterback to have escapability. You're not going to get that with Haskins.
All right, Dave T. Thomas, if the Falcons aren't able to trade up to 8 to get Christian Wilkins from Detroit for whatever reason, and they stay at 14, what do they do at 14 then? Presuming Wilkins is gone, do they go Dexter Lawrence, or do they go DeAndre Baker and surprise us?
Well, no, I don't see them going for a cornerback in round one. You could wait till later on in round three. You'll find a Sean Bunting or a good cover man from South Dakota State in Jordan Brown. You might even find a lane sliding down that far. I think early you got to go for the meat, because after you get past round two, you're not going to find too many good offensive linemen or interior defensive linemen on the board. If I'm coming up on 14 and I see that Dentic Can over there, who I know is produced down in Mississippi State, no sweat. I'm going for Sweat. Hey, all you got to just do is give him a quarter and tell him to get into Uber and come on down.
Right. I know he lives in Stone Mountain, but are you okay with his heart situation, with his heart condition? Are you all right with that?
Here's the thing. He played in college, right? Nobody had a problem with that. If there was a problem more than the rumors going on out there, why was he not brought in for a medical recheck?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know, it comes down to two. If I go out and I want to go buy a car and I'm going out on a Cadillac dealership and I see this beautiful Corvette over there, do I still stay buying a Cadillac because that's what I came for? No, that Corvette really impresses me. I didn't think I was going to buy it. Mm-hmm. I'm coming in looking for a defensive tackle. And I got a stud over here who I say is even better than Josh Allen, who could even be better than a Nick Bosa, because I could play him in a base. I could play him in a 3-4. I got to go for Sweat. Sweat is going to be Khalil Mack.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. A lot of people are starting to get on Montez Sweat, too. So it's going to be really interesting, this draft. Guys going up and down. Dave T., we look forward to the coverage that you provide. Scouts on our podcast, and, of course, Sunday 2 to 4 with Paul Crane on 92.9 The Game, recapping the draft. Going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an interesting day, interesting night tomorrow
very,
night.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of oops sounds going on.
Thanks, Dave T.
Take care, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.